We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, right, good morning. 7:23 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Steve Sampson. Changes appear to be taking place in the economy, with workers being more selective about what they do and where they live, and an extended gap between open jobs and workers willing to fill them. Governor Walz creating a new Council on Economic Expansion yesterday. They're going to have their first meeting today, and joining us right now is the co-chair of that council, Jeff Ettinger, former chairman of the board and CEO for Hormel Foods. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you. Talk to me about how this came about, when you first heard about it, and what you hope to do, you and your others that are on this council.
Sure. I first heard about it this summer. The governor and his office were looking at addressing economic issues, both from a standpoint of the recession that kicked in because of COVID, but also in terms of just a long-term, more inclusive economy. And so he's had a good track record of pulling together thought leaders in various sectors and to address other issues for the state, and decided that it would be a good idea to do that in the economic area as well.
Seeing the executive order yesterday, it seems like pretty much everything is on the table here, as you would expect it to be when you're looking at kind of the broad range of issues facing employees, right?
No, absolutely. It really is a two-part request, I think, of the council. The broader question is kind of the long-term economic future for the state and how can we make it robust but also very inclusive. But there's also kind of an interesting wrinkle that's more of a short-term issue. It's the first part of our task as a council, and that is to make specific recommendations to the administration about available ARP funds for the next legislative session. Now, we're just making recommendations. We'll make those to the administration, and they, in turn, will then have to have those discussions with the legislature. But it does add a sense of urgency and a quicker first process so that we can get those recommendations on the table.
Again, the co-chair of this council, Jeff Ettinger, former chair of the board and CEO of Hormel Foods here on WCCO Radio. When you are looking at these issues, especially those ones you were just talking about, these kind of seem like the direct result of the pandemic, right?
I think there's certainly aspects of it that are results of the pandemic or that the pandemic exacerbated. But I think there's challenges within our state's economy that have existed long before the pandemic. And I think that's part of our task as well. And I think the group he brought together to be the council, I think, represents a lot of those different sectors.
I think what the pandemic did do, though, and we've been hearing this, is just it brought a lot of those underlying conditions to the surface. Is that fair?
Oh, I agree. Yes, I think that's very fair.
Yeah. And as far as, kind of the idea of bringing the best of the best here to the state and keeping the best of the best here, that's always been an issue. People really are looking at their jobs now just over the last 18 months differently than they have been. We've heard about, people that are not keeping their jobs as long as they may be quitting and finding other things because their priorities are different. Is that something that will be on the table for you folks to be looking at as well?
Well, I mean, I since we haven't even had the first meeting yet, we are doing that this morning. I can't talk about specifics of where the council would like to go. But I do think everybody agrees that it's kind of become this added element to the equation. I mean, clearly wages and benefits are always important, but I think that, kind of the culture of a place, the working conditions, the working flexibility, all of that has really been put on the table with the world adjusting the way it did to COVID and people working in different ways. And so I think that's definitely got to at least be a backdrop if we're thinking about what's the economic future of our state or of any of the states.
I am also struck just looking over the composition of the council and the folks that will be on this council with you. It is a very broad group of folks, which obviously is important when you're putting something like this together.
I think the governor and his team did a great job of putting the council together. There are several folks with direct business background. There's folks from the labor organizations, leaders from nonprofit, folks who are really understanding of social equity issues. And so I think it'll be a great group. I mean, I've only met a couple of them in person previously, but I'm looking forward to working with them all.
We'll follow your progress here. Jeff Attinger, former chair of the board and CEO of Hormel Foods. Again, they're just going to be meeting today for the first time. So we appreciate you jumping on with us to kind of give us a preview of what you hope to come out of this. And thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. 727 as we continue here on the morning news. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.